And here we go. Welcome in to another edition of Bucky and BK. Today is Friday, May 29th, 2026. And the Buck and I are with y'all for the next 2 hours. And boys and girls, we've got a lot to talk about on today's program. Texas softball drops its Women's College World Series opener. The San Antonio Spurs have forced a winner-take-all Game 7. We'll talk some Longhorn baseball. Joey McGuire has taken a shot at Steve Sarkisian and the Texas football team. We've got some Major League Baseball conversation to get into. Of course, the BBK news, why today's not so bad, and plenty more fun and conversation over the next couple of hours. Happy Friday to each and every one of you out there. We appreciate y'all spending some of your Friday with us. It's good to have the Buck back. How are you today, my man?
I'm good. Sun is shining, and what a beautiful day. It really is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's not just a beautiful day, it's a hot day. Yesterday was a hot day also, and it's going to keep it up straight through the weekend. Looks like we're clear through the weekend till Monday. And chances of rain go from Monday to Sunday. When I say chances, it's not 20%. It's 45 to 50% chance of rain from next Monday all the way through next Sunday. That's amazing. We don't get enough rain, or do we get too much rain?
April showers bring May showers and June showers.
And June showers, come on.
Yeah, man. I mean, the calendar's about to flip over to June, and you're talking about more rain coming our way.
Yeah, I wish I could make it stop. I can only tell you when it's coming. But they should have a really nice weekend. Nice warm weekend for everybody. And, you know, for kids, first weekend out from school, great to get around. No reason why you can't go out there and get a job. Get in some yard, get some yard work done. Go out. Hey, get that tie on. Go door to door and get a job, you kids, you graduates.
Get that tie on. What are you wearing? A suit and tie to do yard work?
No, if you're going from place to place and you're going to show up in person because you want a gig, get that tie on and get out there and get going. Just like selling those Encyclopedia Britannica. I used to go to the door to door salesman selling encyclopedias. Yeah.
There it is.
That took you
a long time to get to that word.
Yeah. Like, I haven't had one of those open. I had a whole set of those.
If I see some kid knocking on my door in a tie, I'm going to assume he or she is a Jehovah's Witness. Like, that's not how you get a job. You don't wear a suit knocking on your neighbor's door. Hey, will you hire me? You do that if you're looking for like a lawn care job or a pool cleaning job, but you don't do that if you're looking for an office gig. You apply online.
I had those kids sit at my wall before. They came with their ties and their bicycles. Somebody dropped them off. They sold me. They were selling magazines. They got me.
They got you to become a Jehovah's Witness?
No, they got me. Not the Jehovah's Witness. I think it was the Mormon kids. That's what it was. They came and sat on my wall. They got over the fence somehow through the gate or over the wall and got to me. I said, if you show up this time, I'll buy your magazines. And they were there.
Wow, you caved.
I caved, yeah. I bought magazines for a year from those guys. They were very persistent. They seemed like nice enough young guys.
What were those magazines like?
Oh, it wasn't Playboy or...
Yeah, I figured it wasn't that.
No, it was work. It was like Time magazine or something back in the day.
Oh, okay. It wasn't some like Mormon propaganda magazine or anything.
No, like they were selling it like the ones you go to the dentist's office, you see sitting there on the counter there.
Got it. All right. That's what I was curious. I was like, are Mormons making their own magazine that they're selling these days that I need to know about?
No, they were like the 99-cent cassette people.
Oh.
Yeah. And you know they were going to get their money. They'll hunt you down for those bucks.
They're persistent. It sounds like they broke into your place and hopped your fence to try to get you to buy. So they weren't taking no for an answer.
I said, come back tomorrow at the same time, dude. They were there on time.
Good for them. Hey, they got a sucker. They found a sucker and they took advantage.
Yes, they did. No doubt about it. Good day to the soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, the soldiers in the state of Texas, and all those that fight for us each and every day. Thank you. We do appreciate what you do for us. Thank you for taking care of all of us and serving us. And we do appreciate that. You and your families, do be safe out there, please.
Yes, indeed. Well, so much we can dive into to start a Friday show, but I think we've got to begin with maybe the biggest story surrounding Longhorn Nation right now. It's not Texas softball. It's not Texas baseball. We'll get to those topics. We'll obviously talk about tomorrow's game 7 in the Western Conference Finals between San Antonio and Oklahoma City. But Texas Tech head football coach Joey McGuire has called out Steve Sarkisian and the University of Texas, and he wants to play the Longhorns in week 1 of this college football season. We are 99 days away from the first major Saturday of the 2026 season, and Joey McGuire and the folks at Texas Tech are trying to change up the schedules and get Texas to play Texas Tech. Of course, this all stems from the Houston Touchdown Club last week, where Steve Sarkisian was speaking at an event down in Houston, and he took a not-so-subtle shot at the Red Raiders, saying, quote, "There's a team in our state in another conference with a schedule that I would argue if I played with our twos and threes, we could go undefeated, and they'll probably make the CFP this year," end quote. That's what Sark said in Houston last Thursday. He didn't mention Texas Tech by name, Buck, but everybody knew he was talking about Texas Tech and the Big 12. And you've got Joey McGuire. I'm a context guy, so I cut up the sound. Here's Joey McGuire talking about really wanting to play the University of Texas in week 1.
I've actually talked to Keith Patterson and I've talked to G.J. Kenny, and they're willing to take our games, and Abilene Christian will go to Texas State. We'll buy our contract out of Abilene Christian. I'm sure because Texas has got a lot of money, they can buy their contract out. But I do know there's a lot of Red Raiders that will help them buy that contract out if they don't want to. And they can come to Lubbock week 1. And, you know, we can figure out if their twos and threes can win this conference. And, you know, I know a lot of people are going to say a lot of stuff about me or about us. We didn't score in the playoffs. That's obvious. You can take a shot at us for that. We didn't score in the playoffs. The last time we played Texas, we got beat 57-7.
Damn.
And he played some of his twos and threes. They kicked the crap out of us. But, you know, I know he feels really good about his team if he's making those comments. And, man, we would love to play the University of Texas week 1 in Lubbock. I do know that Cody Campbell reached out to Stephen Jones, so they don't want to come to Lubbock, and we're going to work on trying to get AT&T week 1. So if they want to play week 1, then we're ready. We would love to play the University of Texas.
Hell no. I'm not giving up playing Texas State. Why don't you take on Texas State? You don't want a piece of that action. We got a tough enough game with them. We don't need you. We're trying to play somebody good in week 1, Joey. We don't want you. You don't even have a quarterback. Your quarterback's in rehab somewhere. Why don't you go make sure that he's out of rehab? Oh, he is. That's right. I think he's able to walk the campus now. He doesn't have a leg monitor on this week.
You're saying – is he wearing an ankle monitor because of degenerate sports gambling?
He doesn't have that ankle monitor on this week, Joey. So he's
allowed
to walk around.
Make sure I'm hearing you right. Are you saying that you believe Texas Tech would be an easier week 1 opponent for the Longhorns than Texas State?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I'd like to make that flip. It's just kind of late to be telling your season ticket holders, you know. Some of them are looking forward to that Texas State game. I'd love to flip that with you. I'd rather take you on to Texas State anyway.
Now, that's some good trash talk right there, sir. I wasn't expecting you to take that angle, and I've seen a lot of thoughts and comments about this whole situation, but I don't know if I've seen anyone else say that. So well done, sir. Way to be unique. I love
it. My goodness.
Yeah.
Why look, the hell this do we want to take on Texas? What do we want to take on Texas State when we can have you? you pay for it? That's great, but you don't want to play here.
Well, that's funny, right? What a generous offer from Joey McGuire. It's like, we'll host you in Lubbock or we'll play you in Arlington, but Yeah, we don't want to play you in Austin. The last time we did that, y'all beat us by 50. So we're not going to do that.
Yeah, and even the twos and three, two threes, fours, and fives played in that game.
Oh, of course. I mean, even though Joey McGuire in the past has been like, we'll play anybody, anytime, anywhere. And we're not going to play you, Texas, in Austin because we know how that's going to go because we already all saw how that went. But
yeah, we don't want to get you. Why should Texas give up a home game for your smack talk? If you want it, come and get it here.
Well, I mean, Joey McGuire made those comments knowing this was never going to happen, right? We're 99 days away from the start of the season. There's a million reasons why this schedule change isn't going to happen, but one of them is what you talked about, right? I mean, Texas isn't going to tell its own season ticket holders / donors, like, yeah, you know what? They talk some trash about us, so we're going to take a game away from you. We're going to take a home Saturday at DKR, TMS, away from y'all. And we're going to go to Lubbock, Texas, and we hope you join us. Everyone loves going to Lubbock, so we hope you join us, and because we're going to play them instead because they were mean. Like, no
mighty bold, mighty bold of you, Joey. Mighty bold.
Right, exactly. No one in their right mind would say yes to anything like that. And look, this Texas State game, it's been scheduled for like more than 5 years. I mean, these non-conference schedules get made years in advance. You're not going to tell anybody, you know, this close to the start of the season that, yeah, actually we're not playing y'all and we're going to make this change. It's never going to happen. They know this, and Texas Tech's just looking for the court of public opinion to be on their side.
They're trying to shake off the distraction of their stupid ass quarterback. That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah. That's part of this, I think, too. Is like that. No one's talking about Brendan Sorsby today. Like, no. Hey, people are talking bad about your program. Just say something mean or bad about the University of Texas, and then, oh, hey, it's all good.
I know. That's so silly.
That's a big part of this thing. So, look, of course Texas Tech wants this. Like, they don't play anybody else. Their schedule is a joke. They could lose to Texas and still go 11-1 and make the college football playoff. They've got one of the easiest schedules in America. I guarantee you, if they were playing the Longhorns 2026 schedule, they wouldn't be offering this at all. Texas, meanwhile, on the opposite end of the spectrum, has arguably the toughest schedule in America this year. They've got that week two game against Ohio State, which maybe is the toughest non-conference game in the country. They've got 9 SEC games this year. Like, this would not benefit the Longhorns at all. Nobody in Texas's shoes would say yes to this.
I think we're all in this world, in this day and age, used to people trying to distract us from what the real thing is. This is just another distraction. Keep your quarterback, keep all that stuff, and what you're trying to do with your quarterback so you try to distract everybody else from what's going on. No, thank you. You know, like I said, you want to play. I would try if I could get that as a home game and let Texas Tech go ahead and pay off Texas State. I know how bad Texas State would like that down the road. And they would like it financially because they don't want it for the ass whipping. You know that. That's nuts. You know, them going into a new – that's just – I mean, it's great to say that's on your schedule, but they don't want that ass whipping. And they don't really want it either. But they don't want to get paid for it for their program. Let Texas Tech play that. They want to come to Austin? Hell yeah. Because they won't have it. They'll have a quarterback limping in here with a bad knee, you know, for game if he's able to play in game one.
Yeah, but why would you want to do that if you're Texas? I mean, I'd pick Texas to beat Texas Tech in that first game, but I mean, Texas Tech is better than Texas State. You've got a huge game 7 days after that against Ohio State. Do you want to risk anybody getting hurt when you've got that huge game that you call a must win against the Buckeye following Saturday?
It's distractions. You need the game that you have on your schedule. You don't need to listen to that craziness.
Well, the funny part about all of this, so going back to Sark's comments last week, Sark wasn't taking a shot at Texas Tech. He didn't say we could play our twos and threes against Texas Tech and we'd beat them. He said we could play our backups against Texas Tech's schedule and go undefeated and make the college football playoff.
Right.
I think he's right. So he's not taking a shot at the Red Raiders. He's taking a shot at the Big 12 being awful and Texas Tech playing nobody in the non-con too.
Sorry, you just happen to be lumped in with the Big 12's Texas Tech. But he's talking about all of them.
It was obvious that it was like, I don't know if a compliment to Texas Tech is the right word, but it's like, you guys aren't the problem. Y'all are good in the Big 12. It's everybody else that you have to play against that's horrible. And it's a joke that the College Football Playoff Committee is going to weigh our strength of schedule the same as it weighs y'all's strength of schedule. Because again, we're playing Ohio State and we've got 9 games in the deepest conference in the sport. And you guys are playing Abilene Christian, Oregon State, and Sam Houston in the non-con, and then 9 games against Big 12 teams. And oh, by the way, you're not playing BYU and Utah, who were the second and third place teams in the Big 12 last year. So to me, and I think anyone with a brain, it was obvious that Sark wasn't taking a direct shot at Texas Tech. But of course, Tech's dumb. None of them got into Texas. They all applied. And they're like, oh, he's talking bad about us. And to me, it's like Joey McGuire trying to schedule this game confirms the comments that Sark made about Texas Tech's schedule being incredibly soft, right? Because he knows that. Joey McGuire wouldn't be doing this if he felt like, yeah, you know what, we could lose the Texas game, but man, the rest of our schedule is very tough. It could keep us out of the playoff. He realizes that there's no harm. First of all, he realizes this game isn't going to happen, but even if it could happen, he's like, yeah, we could lose to the Longhorns, and you know what, we got a bunch of cupcakes the rest of the way. We'll still get into the playoff, no problem. So he's confirming what Sark said last week.
He better confirm that he better have a quarterback ready to play in week one. That's not going to be – because they're not – the guy who's coming out of rehab is, once again, ankle monitor or whatever. He may be back on campus, but I don't think he's playing.
I don't either.
I don't think the NCAA or the state or anybody else is letting him – he's not going to get into game one. So
they play Abilene Christian in week one. And I don't think people need to know this, but Texas isn't changing their schedule. So no. By the way, Abilene Christian last night released a statement like, yeah, we're fully planning on playing in Lubbock week one. So this stuff's not going to change, but they don't need Brendan Sorsby to beat Abilene Christian. Like Will Hammond coming off that ACL injury. I mean, if he's back by conference play, then they'll be fine because they're playing nobody in the non-con. So it's a total PR stunt. It's a desperation attempt by Texas Tech to be relevant. And I think, like you said, you hit the nail on the head. Like, they are trying to cheat right now. The NCAA rules say that Brendan Sorsby is not eligible. So what's Texas Tech doing? They're suing anybody and everybody in an effort to make their quarterback eligible. Don't talk about that. Don't talk about us blatantly trying to break the rules. Talk about how soft Texas is. They might already be playing the hardest schedule in the country, but they're not going to play us. So talk about how soft they are. Don't talk about all the crap that we're pulling here in Lubbock right now, please.
Yeah, because we got to get our guy in right now. That needs to be the most important thing on his mind, is getting their guy able to be there the first week that they play instead of worrying about Texas. And just take on the schedule that you have right there in the Big 12 and enjoy it. Because you will be good if you get this guy to play.
Yeah.
If you can bend these rules, you'll be pretty good.
With their schedule in that conference, yeah, they'd be very good. And, man, you can dunk on Texas for a lot of things, right? There's plenty that you could trash Texas on. But all the people out there calling Texas soft, anybody saying Texas is scared to play anybody, I mean – you can't dunk on Texas for shying away from competition.
No, there's no doubt. When it comes to competition, they're playing them, Michigan's, Ohio State's. They don't care. Notre Dame's, they're playing them all early.
They made the move to the SEC. They weren't forced to go to the toughest conference in the sport. They voluntarily chose to go to the SEC, which is a much tougher league than the Big 12. So that's not shying away from competition. Like you said, I mean, in the last dozen years, Buck, they've played home and homes against Ohio State, Alabama, Michigan, Notre Dame, USC, LSU. The Longhorns haven't played against an FCS team since 2006. Everybody plays an FCS team seemingly every year. It's been 20 years since Texas has played somebody in a lower league. Nobody in the country schedules tougher than Texas. So if you hear anybody in your life tell you that Texas is scared to play X, Y, or Z,
Just leave that's not true.
Leave the conversation, because that person you're conversing with has absolutely no idea what they're talking about. A joke. Texas's weakest opponent this year, by the way, is tougher than the average opponent that Texas Tech has on their schedule.
No doubt.
Which, again, Sark was not taking a shot at Texas Tech. He was taking a shot at the Big 12 conference. And again, his overarching point, which maybe it's a good thing. I mean, Sark's talked a lot. He's clearly confident about his team, but he's also trying to, I don't know, save college football. It's funny. Everybody thinks college football sucks right now, and it's got all these problems. And if we don't do this, that, and the other, then we're going to lose college football as we know it. And yet Steve Sarkisian, a guy who actually has a mouthpiece, is complaining about the problems, and everyone's dunking on Sark for doing it. That's what I don't get here. His overarching point was the way we pick playoff teams sucks. He's absolutely right. And this has turned into Texas is soft because of a total PR stunt that Texas Tech fans, and not just them, people around the country are too dumb to realize what's happening.
No, there's no softness about their schedule. There's nothing that's been soft about their schedule. Once again, distractions. I don't even know why the head coach has to talk about it. I mean, you can see it. It's just right there. And for me, I hope maybe after this year we'll get to have Joey McGuire on the schedule every once in a while. I'm fine with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not 99 days before the season going to talk me into changing Texas State to Texas Tech to make them feel good about themselves, knowing that they could still get their heads pounded in by the twos and threes and still go on to make the college playoffs. No thanks.
I've been saying for years, right, ever since Texas left the SEC, that I would very much be open to continuing to play teams like Texas Tech and Baylor and TCU, sure, right? Some of those regional rivals, if you will, absolutely, in the state. That obviously you don't play them now that you're in a different conference. I don't know if Texas was ever really considering doing that. That was just my humble opinion.
Right.
Any chance of Texas, like, scheduling Texas Tech in the future, I think, just went out the window because of this. Like, look, they might play in the college football playoff this year at some point down the line. Like, they'll play each other again. But I don't know if Texas was ever really considering playing Texas Tech. But because of this charade by the Red Raiders, there ain't no chance Chris Del Conte is going to go out of his way to schedule them anytime soon.
Yeah, it took a long time to get back to that Houston thing. This will take an even longer time with this kind of discussion.
Yeah, so nice PR stunt, nice effort to be relevant. Of course, Texas Tech wants this. But again, the funniest part of all of this is Sark was never dunking on Texas Tech. He's dunking on their schedule, and somehow this has turned into Texas Tech being so incredibly offended that
I wouldn't give a crap if he was dunking right at them.
Yeah. So there you go. We'll take your thoughts. Dakota text line, 512-222-9328. 99 days away from Texas and Texas State.
Hey, we got bigger fish to fry, Tech.
Yeah.
Come on now.
You know what? Maybe we're looking at this all wrong. Like, the last time Texas Tech played Abilene Christian, it was 52-51. They needed overtime to beat them. That was 2 years ago. That wasn't like 2002. 2 years ago, with Joey McGuire as the head coach, Tech barely escaped ACU. Maybe they're scared of them. Maybe that's the problem. And again, the funniest part is like, we'll welcome them to Lubbock, or we'll play them in Arlington. No mention of Austin. Funny how that works.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You want to play them anywhere? That's not anywhere. That's a home school. You're gonna lose a home game beginning of the season for you? I don't think so.
Right, and they don't want to lose a home game themselves either, because nobody wants to lose a home game themselves.
Nobody does.
So, yeah, ridiculous. All right, my 2 cents, our 2 cents. Would love to hear from y'all. Again, go to text line 512-222-9328. Shout out to our friends at the Circuit of the Americas. The YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Twitch live chats are rocking and rolling as well.
Yes.
All right, we will shift gears here. Let me get into the NBA playoffs. The San Antonio Spurs dominated their way to a Game 6 victory, and they have forced a winner-take-all Game 7 in Oklahoma tomorrow with a spot in the NBA Finals on the line. But before we get to that, how about our first round of sponsor shout-outs?
Folks, living pain-free is important. Now, not everybody gets an opportunity to live pain-free, but you got a really good chance if you head on over to the Relax the Back store for sure. I love Relax the Back. They have 35 years of proven expertise. They got 2 great locations. And whether it's accessories, select office chairs, you know, zero gravity recliners, they have that. at Relax the Back. They also have, as it says, the accessories that if you don't want to take a full recliner home, how about taking vibrating balls or something that'll relax you inside in your car while you're driving around town? They've got that at Relax the Back. They've got two great locations. One is in Bee Cave at the Hill Country Gallery across from Whole Foods. The other is in North Austin at the Gateway Shopping Center right across the street from the Container Store. Live pain-free like the buck at Relax the Back.
Yes, indeed. Love Relax the Back. I told
Memorial Day, Memorial Day sale still going on, BK, on those recliners. Tempur-Pedic mattresses, pillows, the whole works at both Relax the Back stores.
There you go. I think you got a couple of days left of that Memorial Day sale. Yep. Take advantage. Also take advantage of the fact that we have audiovisual consultations here in Central Texas. Upgrade your home TV setup with the pros at AVC. They are the absolute best at what they do. They've been hooking up Central Texans since 1988. They've hooked up both of us. Heck, they've hooked us both up at multiple residences over the years. They are the very, very best TVs. If you want the home theater room, if you want the big screen TV, if you want the four screen man cave like I have, maybe a patio TV setup, whatever, AV Consultations can make it all happen for you. Don't go buy a TV and then call Tom McKay and his crew at AVC. Nah, you're wasting time. You're wasting money. AV Consultations, they get the best equipment. They get the best prices because they buy in bulk, and then they'll come out to your place and hook everything up. It's going to look great. It's going to work great. It's going to be great. Their customer service is also great, for lack of a better word. So if something ever goes wrong, or if you want to change up something, reach out to them. They will take care of you. That customer service is why they've been around for almost 40 years. 512-255-8678. That's their phone number. Check out their website, avconsultations.com. You can look at the gallery of projects that they've done over the years. Again, it's audio-visual consultations.
Fortunately, if you're seeking specialized patient-focused orthopedic care, you're getting to the point where it's just too painful with the shoulders and the ankles and the hips, please contact the experts at Texas Orthopedics. Their physicians offer comprehensive surgical and non-surgical orthopedic care for children and adults. They also offer rehab. If you happen to have a place that you want to do rehab, you don't have a spot at your home, call on the folks at Texas Orthopedics. As I said, spinal care, sports medicine, trauma care, joint replacement, rheumatology, and more. Their doctors are dedicated orthopedic surgeons there. Their goal is to get you right back into good health and the great quality of life that you deserve. Texas Orthopedics is the largest independent orthopedic practice in Central Texas. For more information, go to txortho.com.
Yes, indeed. Speaking of the quality of life that you deserve.
Oh, no, Ollie. I mean, we're not talking about Allstat beer, are we? For the quality of life.
Of course
we are. We're talking about beer. Yes, indeed.
That's the quality of beer that you deserve.
There you go.
And drinking Allstat's going to give you the quality of life that you deserve.
Nah, look,
you go through a lot in this life. All right, first of all, congratulations. You made it to the end of another long week here in Central Texas, so that's another reason to drink a beer right there. You got a lot going on this weekend. Austin Regional, Women's College World Series, Game 7 in the NBA tomorrow. Are you kidding me? You need a great beer to accompany your sports watching. But everything that you have going on all spring and all summer long, Allstat is my choice. It's quality. It's a quality beer. There's no additives. There's no preservatives. There's no crappy filler ingredients in the Allstat beers. You might find those in some of the other beers out there. You don't find them in Allstat. They've got a bunch of different brews too. Something for every beer drinker out there. The taste hits the spot. I'm telling y'all, one sip and you won't go back to the other beers that you have been drinking in the past. Of course, whatever you have going on this weekend, please remember to drink your Allstat responsibly, but your good times are made better with a great beer. There is no greater beer than Allstat beer. No impurities, no regrets.
Rest in peace, Claude Lemieux. Wow. Rest in peace, BK. What? Never liked Claude Lemieux. Never liked him. Always thought he was a thug on the ice. And again, that was back in the day of a bunch of thugs on ice. The Broad Street Bullies of the Flyers, which went down in flames, of course. But that dude was something else, man. 60 years young.
Yeah, that was a tough loss in the hockey world and the sports world in general. Claude Lemieux passing away at the age of 60. We find out that he took his own life. Just awful. Married, got four kids.
Yep.
A longtime NHLer, a very successful NHLer, four-time Stanley Cup champion.
You told me he was just on. He was just there for one of the games, huh?
Yeah, he was in Montreal for think it was game three of their Eastern Conference Finals series against Carolina. They do this thing where they like light a torch right before puck drop to get their crowd amped up and ready to go. And he was there wearing a Habs jersey, pumping up the crowd, and seemed like everything was fine. And sometimes it's the guys that you least expect. Yeah, he was a pain in the ass to go up against for sure. Feisty, tough player, 21 years in the NHL, Dallas Stars legend. Not really, but he did spend some time in Dallas towards the end of his career. But yeah, that sucks, man. Sports world has lost some huge figures in the last few days. Obviously, Kyle Busch in NASCAR, and now Claude Lemieux. And well, they say bad news comes in threes. I'm hoping there's someone I'm forgetting about, and not somebody who's about to join them. You know.
Hey, when that ticket gets punched, that ticket gets punched.
Well,
escape. I mean, I hate to hear the guy committed suicide.
Yeah, that's one you punch your own ticket for.
Yeah, that's a hard one when somebody punches their own ticket.
Yeah, sucks. So
yes,
thoughts and prayers to those impacted by that one. Tell your peoples you love them. We say it all the time, and yet we don't say it often enough. It's a crazy world out there. You never know. Like you said, when your ticket gets punched, when your name gets called, it's time. So make sure those around you know how you feel about them, because you just never know. All right. Well, you never know what can happen in a Game 7. We've got ourselves a Game 7 in the NBA. The San Antonio Spurs ran a rough shot on the Oklahoma City Thunder in Game 6 last night in San Antonio, 118-91, the final score. It was a wire-to-wire victory for the Spurs, and just an unbelievably impressive performance, right? That was the first elimination game for this young Spurs squad. They didn't look nervous. They didn't look scared. They didn't look intimidated, any of that. They got off to a ridiculously hot start. They put the pedal down, and they ran away and hid from OKC in the second half.
Yeah, SGA had a rough night. The young athletes for the Spurs were all up in his grill all night long, and all his flopping and falling down and on contact when he's going for rebounds, none of that stuff worked. I'm just afraid that Game 7 is going to be in the hands of the officials. I hate to see that, but I got a feeling the Spurs, you know, had their night last night at home, and now on the road, it's going to be a bunch of flopping and guys falling into the bleachers and all that other kind of crap.
Yeah. You know, yesterday I talked with Rodney about, like, if the Spurs do lose in this Game 7, then the number one goal for San Antonio next year becomes be the one seed, right? Have a better record than the Thunder, so that winner take all seventh game is at your place instead of theirs. And last night just proved my point even more. I mean, the game was officiated differently yesterday. So go back and watch Game 5 and look at Game 6. It was a different officiating game. Now, it was a different crew, of course, but look, OKC, they flop all the time. That's who they are. That's what they do. They didn't get the calls in San Antonio like they did in Oklahoma City. The refs let the Spurs be physical, and it made a big difference in the game. And that's incredibly annoying as a fan, as a player, as a coach. It shouldn't be you don't know what you're going to get out of the Zebras when you show up to the arena.
Yes.
But home court can absolutely impact refs, and I think it definitely has in this series, and that's a big fear. Like you said, I think you hit the nail on the head that, all right, we're going back to Oklahoma City. The Thunder's crowd are going to influence the refs. They're going to get their flops called. They're going to get to the free throw line a bunch, and San Antonio's not going to be able to get it done because of it.
Yeah, I saw SGA. Yeah, I saw him get run over last night once when he was going for a rebound. There was a foul. They just let it ride. They let it ride last night.
They did.
I mean, he got rolled one time. That was one of those, no, that's not a flop. That's a pretty good hit on him, you know, as he's underneath the basket. But, hey, so be it, because I said, I think I know the way it's going to go back in OKC. That game right there is not going to be a game. Someone said a toss-up. Game 7 is not going to be a toss-up. The Spurs are going to have to fight through a lot of bull crap in this game coming up on Saturday night. They really are.
Yeah, well, I hope it's a close game. Like, I know this series is great because it's going to a game seven, and it's the first Western Conference final to go to a seventh game since 2018 when the Rockets had their hearts ripped out by Golden State. Their fans will still blame the officials. I'll still blame the fact that they missed 27 threes in a row in that game. But, and outside of game one, which was that epic double overtime instant classic, none of these games have been good. I just hope we get a good game. I mean, obviously, you root for the Spurs. You're rooting for the Spurs. You root for the Thunder. You root for the Thunder. But if you're just a neutral fan like me, dude, even with that double overtime game one, the average margin of victory in this series is 15.3 points.
Yes.
We've got nothing but blowouts in games two through six. Now, again, they're trading who wins, and I love a game seven, but I hope we get a four-quarter, 48-minute close game tomorrow. Something way closer to game one than what every other meeting has been.
Yeah, well, one guy's fresh. Wimby looked fresh last night. He only played 28 minutes. He hardly even played in the fourth quarter. So,
yeah, he got a lot of rest. Like both teams, though, they were able to rest their starters in the fourth quarter.
Oh, yeah.
That game just got so out of hand. I mean, San Antonio went on that 20-0 run in the third quarter. Yeah, they were up seven at halftime. They were in control for the first half, but they really put it out of hand and turned it out of control in the second half. I mean, Oklahoma City went more than 8 minutes without a point in the third quarter. They missed, I think it was 14 shots in a row.
Yeah, and Harper looked really fresh, too. He looked like he's almost back to his normal self, you know, from the injury. He looks okay.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Harper, you know, Wemby was the best player on the floor. But during that 20-0 run where the Spurs took control, Dylan Harper was the best player out there. He was incredible. 18 points in just 22 minutes, 6 of 9 shooting, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, just 1 turnover. He was plus 19. The Spurs were plus 19 with him on the floor in those 22 minutes. Like, he's very good. He's coming off of his worst performance in the playoffs in game five. And you said it, he's banged up. He's not 100% right now. And I wasn't sure how he was going to respond. I mean, that guy, it was everybody except for De'Aaron Fox. The Spurs would really like to see him get it figured out for tomorrow night. But Vassell and Castle and Wemby and Harper, all of those guys who kind of no-showed in that game five blowout loss, they turned it on in that game six blowout win.
Yeah, they look like the young legs that you expect them to look like last night. And now it's not just the young legs in a game seven; it's the mental part of it. I mean, you've never been there. This is you know, uncharted territory for the Spurs. Can they back to back that, or will? Yeah, I hope the officiating doesn't, but I just. Mentally, can they handle that? That'll be the deal tomorrow.
Right. Well, they mentally handled last night, which was a winner go home kind of game. Right. So they passed that test. Obviously, a different animal playing on the road. And game seven is a whole different beast entirely. But in a must-win game for the first time,
right?
They got the job done very, very easily. So they should be playing with some confidence rolling into OKC. And again, they've already beaten the Thunder in Oklahoma City in this series. So it won't be easy. I mean, the Spurs opened up as 4.5-point underdogs. Buck, I guess I'll ask you right now before we play some sound from Mitch Johnson and Stephon Castle talking about tomorrow's game seven. I'll ask you if you've got a gold star lock for the people.
Yeah, I'll take a 100,000 unit play on the Spurs with that 4.5. I think we're looking at an overtime game.
An overtime game. Could you imagine?
Yes.
Oof.
And Tony Brothers is a part of this refereeing crew.
Is he?
I think so.
They already announced that? That's good news for the Thunder, not so good news for the Spurs.
No, that's great news for the Floppers.
Well, it's also great news for the Thunder that you're putting units on the Spurs. Why would you do that to the Spurs fans, man? It's a great fan base, very loyal to their team. They're very supportive. It was an amazing atmosphere.
I have no allegiance to the Spurs. I'm a 76er fan, so back off.
Sounds like you hate the Spurs. It's not just rooting against them. It sounds like you're vehemently pulling for them to collapse tomorrow.
I am not doing that. I would prefer they win than OKC.
Well, if you would, then you better put your units on the Thunder, sir. Because you're down 500,000 units in these playoffs. You're costing the people some money. Now you're going to cost the Spurs their season.
You know what? I'll switch that around. I'll take 100,000 units on OKC. Wow. 4.5. How's that?
Just like that. Huh? I was able to convince
you. Just like that. You just talked me into it. You're right.
Okay. 100,000 units on the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Everybody feeling better? You feeling better? Probably not. Don't be careful of fading the buck. You know how it comes as these games, as we get closer to finals, you don't want to be doing that. You don't want to be messing around.
We're basically in the finals.
Because I will come out ahead.
Okay. Well, you're down 500,000 units. You were not on the show yesterday. Your most recent pick was Montreal in hockey two nights ago, and you had 150,000 units on the Canadiens, and they lost 4-0. So I don't know if the people trust you right now. You keep saying this, but I just don't know.
No, they're trusting me. They understand what the end game is. The end game is another two or three semesters for their kids and in the college of their choice, another car in the driveway. Come on, man.
Well, it's nice of you to sacrifice all of that in an effort to help the Spurs win tomorrow, because it seems like you don't think the Spurs – are going to lose by five or more, but because you're trying to help them win and be nice to our audience, who I think more of them are rooting for the Spurs than the Thunder, then you're doing everybody a solid. Nicely done, sir.
Yeah, there's a win-win situation here for me.
There's a win-win right there for you. Except everyone will be broke, I guess, if you lose. So good luck with that. True. Here's some sound. Mitch Johnson was asked after last night's game six for some early thoughts on game seven and the mindset that San Antonio needs to have.
Tonight was do or die, and I think a lot of fans are going to be happy. They say that's the best line in sports, I believe. So we'll be prepared, take the next 40 hours or whatever it may be to try to get ready, get organized, and get ready to go into a hostile environment against the defending champs in the Western Conference Finals for a team that's done it multiple times and knows exactly what they're going to what it takes, and I would expect to get their best punch. We're going to go in with our eyes wide open and expecting nothing less.
The best thing you can do, coach, is let Pop coach this game and you stay home.
Come on, man.
Sorry about that.
He did a great job last night, did he not?
Yeah, he did, but he didn't want this game seven. That guy will be horrified. He'll be crapping in his pants.
Oh, man. Well, that'd be something to see if he actually does crap his pants on the sidelines on NBC tomorrow night.
Oh, my goodness.
I would like to see that. I will say that. But metaphorically, I would not like to see that. And look, it's just the Spurs, they know they're capable. I mean, Wemby's got to play like he did last night. Dylan Harper's got to play like he did last night. Again, easier said than done. I get that. But you also have to defend SGA the way you've been defending him. He's not been very good.
Just, his shooting percentage has been awful.
Way awful. And, he was 15 points last night, 6 for 18 shooting, 0 of 5 from three-point land. Oklahoma City was minus 28 when he was on the floor. This guy, in the regular season, he scored 20 points or more in 140 straight games and counting. It's an active streak. In two of the last three games, he's failed to get to 20 points. So he's struggling. The Spurs deserve a lot of credit for that because of the way they're defending him. Great move by Mitch Johnson to stop doubling him on every time and just play him straight up. That's really worked. But yeah, you got to hope SGA continues to struggle and hope that your defensive game plan continues to make life miserable for him. So
absolutely, man. They, like I said, they put those young bodies on, those athletic bodies on him. They're right up in his grill last night. He had a tough time getting shots off.
Yeah. Oh, they did. It was a defensive, here's Stephon Castle, because I think he talked about this, that big 20-0 run that the Spurs went on in the third quarter. Here's Castle talking about that and just what needs to carry over into Oklahoma City tomorrow night.
I just think all of our focus and attention was on the defensive end. I don't think scoring against them has been, a problem for us. I think just, our self-inflicted mistakes like turnovers and allowing them to get offensive rebounds and easy buckets is what slows us down. So I think when we're focused on defense and we're getting stops and being able to get out and run and get easy looks, it makes the game, you know, pretty simple for us.
Yeah, he said we were going to play defense, but I'm the guy who turns the ball over for us, so I got to quit giving it to the other team. That's what he's saying. So he keeps putting it on the defense because he knows offensively when they turn it over, guess who the main culprit is? That guy.
Just one turnover for Stephon Castle last night. And 9 assists for him, too. So you'll take that 10 times out of 10. But look, he's right. I mean, the Spurs' offense hasn't been a problem. The Spurs have cracked triple-digit points in every game this series. The fewest they've scored is 103, and that was in their Game 4 blowout win where they held Oklahoma City to 82. So where these games have gotten away from San Antonio, in the three games the Thunder have won, they've scored over 120 points in each of them. The three games that they lost, they didn't. They got to 115 in the double overtime game, but in regulation, I think they were like just right around 100. So if you could, obviously, it's kind of basketball 101, but if you could keep OKC to closer to 100 and turn this into a slugfest, you've got a chance. But if you let, you know, Caruso get hot and Jalen Williams get hot and the other Jalen Williams get hot and SGA finds his groove, then obviously it's
And Jalen and Williams was dragging that leg around yesterday. He was no good to the. Oh, he shouldn't be out there, BK.
I know. I almost feel like he's a liability right now.
He is.
Like the Thunder have looked pretty good without him, and him playing wasn't the reason he lost. But like he only played 10 minutes, but I think they were minus 18.
It's tough to rebound on one leg and jumping off that one. I mean, not being able to put any pressure on the other leg. It's just he's just afraid. He's just ready for that thing to pop. He looks nervous.
Yeah,
and he should.
Yeah, you're right. He was awful last night. And again, I don't think he should play tomorrow. I think if you're a Spurs fan, you almost hope he plays, especially if he's going to look like he did yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go.
Looks like an old peg leg pirate out there.
Peg leg J Dub.
Oh, my goodness.
They've been calling him that for years. So you've got 100,000 units on the Thunder minus 4.5.
Yes.
Tomorrow. And I do think you actually think the Thunder are going to win, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to confirm that. I don't want to be the bad guy either, so I'm picking OKC. No,
I just going back to whoever won game three, I thought, and I said that before, I'm still holding on to that. Whoever won game three was going to win the series.
And all those historic trends kind of favor Oklahoma City, right? Like series tied 1-1, whoever wins game three wins X percent of times. Series tied 2-2, whoever wins game five wins a higher percentage of the time. And the Thunder keep winning those games. I do believe 100% of the teams who go on to win a game seven go on to win the series. Someone's got to quote me on that fact.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You trust me on that?
I trust you on that.
Home teams in game seven. I mean, Oklahoma City 6-1 in these playoffs. They were 12-2 in the playoffs at home last year. And it's funny, the only three losses OKC has had at home, maybe not so funny to Spurs fans, actually. You had the double overtime game one in this series, and then two buzzer beaters last year. The only way to beat Oklahoma City on their home floor is like, I don't want to say miracle, but you gotta have something pretty crazy happen in a late game situation. They are not.
Yeah, you're not going to run off 20 points in the third quarter and get a 20-point lead, I don't believe, on them at home.
No, and also you got to worry about Mark Dagno, their coach. Just here's a hundy for you, Tony Brothers.
There you go, brothers.
Give us that call. You know, you want a new car? You want a new TV for your place? I got you, Zach Zarba, whatever you want. Hey, Courtney Kirkland. Boy, it's bad that I know names of refs. That means they're
really it is bad. It's awful.
Hey, I got y'all, man. Whatever you guys want, just here, give us a couple of calls here and let us get back to the NBA Finals, and we'll take care of you. Don't worry about that. Excited. Two best words in sports. Game 7 tomorrow night, 6:30, I believe, on NBC.
Of course, I don't have NBC. I got to go away. Of course, I've been going away to watch games at bars. There's nothing worse than a guy who loves sports sitting at the bar without a beer, sitting there with a lemonade in his hand.
You know, hey,
can
Buck,
I get you something? Can I get some orange juice with just ice, please? What?
You've been ordering just OJ on the rocks?
OJ on the rocks. How's that? Sometimes I get a tonic on ice, but there's always one fool behind the bar that pretends like he didn't hear me. There's always, I'm like, Chase, I'm like, there's gin in here. He said, well, didn't you say gin and tonic? I said, no, I said, may I have tonic with ice. I didn't ask for gin and tonic. No, I didn't say the word gin at all. So you have to really, you have to really enunciate that to people, or some fool behind the bar is going to go, what a-hole sitting at my bar drinking tonic and lime? Who's doing that?
Without, yeah.
You know?
Well, he's probably going to call you a puss for ordering.
Oh, yeah. When you then reprimand him for putting gin in your tonic and lime, it's like, well, what are you sitting here? Go sit at a table somewhere. Here, take this to go. Take your tonic to go and get the hell out of here. Get out of my bar.
Yeah, you're costing me money. You know, I make a lot more on alcohol.
Yes.
So don't be buying this non-alcoholic crap, all right?
Loser, quitter, loser.
You know, I felt sympathy for you for a while.
Yeah?
I don't anymore.
What?
You've stuck with Fubo for way too long. You could go buy a digital antenna at Target for $10 and watch NBC whenever you want. You could go back to YouTube TV or do something else.
I'm just showing you. I can go to a bar and sit there and should be accepted. I should be accepted like any other person at the bar that's paying $75 worth of drinks during the course of the night.
Well, they're not kicking you out, are they? They're not telling you can't be served. No.
I'm spending a full, you know, $9 in their tonic water when they could be picking up $75-$80 from some guy who just keeps bouncing his head. Give me another one. Give me another Allstat. Hey, give me a shot of Jack. I mean, I'm taking up somebody's seat, right?
All the time that you've wasted and all the money that you've wasted on your $2 tonics, you could be saving.
You know what I could be doing? I could be going Soresby and betting on strikes and balls instead of wasting it on that tonic.
Yeah. That'd be less of a waste. And you're allowed to do that. You're not breaking the rules by doing that like Soresby is.
That cheater. What a cheater. What a clown. 50 cents on balls and strikes.
See, I mean, really? You're pulling a Texas Tech here. You're trying to deflect away from you not getting NBC at home by talking about Brendan Soresby, sir. I see what you're doing.
Changes are going to happen. Listen, I've had to put up with Spectrum here over the last 48 hours. I'm about done with them, too. That is what a bunch that is at Spectrum.
I've heard that before from you, too. I've heard you're done with Fubo. I've heard you're done with Spectrum. Come on. Come on, make it happen.
Nothing like upgrading your service at Spectrum and then not telling you that they're doing it. When, what time they're doing it? As they tell me, it'll be done by 7:30 tomorrow morning. They said, we've been doing this from 11 o'clock the night before. So 7:30 in the morning, they said, we'll be done at 7:30. Then they're not done at 7:30. We got to do a show. They call and tell me it'll be done by 1:30. And guess when it was finished, finally finished? At most areas, 6 o'clock at night. They went for hours, 10, 12 hours, upgrading their service in this area. And it was a power. It was not a power outage. It was them upgrading the service. I'm like, you're upgrading what? Why are you upgrading server? Do that stuff, or at least tell people when you're going to do it. I'm blaming the floods. I'm blaming the lightning, the thunder, the rains. They call it upgrading.
Look, I blame Kyle Flood for a lot of things, but he ain't the reason why your Spectrum sucks.
Spectrum, right?
Yeah, you're getting the full rectum experience. Like, that's just how it goes.
Well, all their stuff is underground. Maybe the flooding that we had. You know what I'm saying?
You're being too
nice.
You're making excuses for them so you don't change your service. You're doing it right now.
Turn around. Don't go underground. Thank you.
I don't think that's it right there.
No?
No, I haven't heard that one before, at least. Maybe it's a new one. I don't know. Go get you an antenna. Go to Target today. Get you a digital antenna so you can watch the game tomorrow night at home.
Do they have them at Walmart? Do I have to go into Target?
You can get one at Walmart.
Okay. I want to go make myself feel good about myself, too, while I'm doing this.
Yeah, and so you can watch Sunday night football when we get to football season, because I'm worried the jack wagons at FUBO aren't going to have it figured out by then.
Why are they so upset at everybody? Why is everybody so upset at each other? This is over a year.
Are you new to the world? Were you born today? Why is everyone upset with everyone else? Everyone's always mad at everyone.
Good Lord.
I know, it's a mess. We're not mad at y'all if you're tuned in today. Just know that. We appreciate that.
$9 for Shirley Temple. Yeah, that's me.
Is that what they're charging these days for a Shirley?
I don't know. I've never had one. I do tonic and lime. And then somebody will slip me a Mickey every once in a while. I'll taste this taste. I'm like, wait a minute. That's not just tonic. What did you throw in there? I didn't ask you for that gin. Oh, didn't you say gin and tonic, sir? No, I never said the word gin.
Yeah, see, that's the strategy I'm going to try. To where it's like, no, I didn't want gin. But no, let me keep the drink. Just charge me for a tonic. But let me. Okay, yeah. It's already here. You already poured it. I don't want it to go to waste. But like, I didn't ask for this. Just know I didn't ask for this when you, make my bill. I like you that. I like where your head's at, you people.
You people, get out of my bar drinking tonic and lime, you.
Yeah, don't ever go up to the bar and say, I want an OJ on the rocks, please.
Yeah, really. I understand that now, a bartender. As much as I used to hang out at bars and drinking straight up Jack, that was pretty easy. Would you like ice in it? No, don't waste the ice. You're just wasting somebody. Give that to somebody else. Okay. As much as I've gone up there and now I'm asking for tonics and lime, and they're looking at me like, what are you, a little kid? Why are you sitting at the bar? You're a grown man. What are you doing? I'm telling you, BK, they look at you like that too. Like, well, why are you sitting here ordering this? Can you do me a favor while you're sitting here? Order $200 worth of food and you can drink all the tonic you want.
There you go. That's a good trade-off right there. They'll be happily serving you if you do that.
All right, goodness.
We'll take your thoughts. We're all over the place here on a Friday. We'll get back into the sports. Texas baseball just a couple of hours away from opening up the Austin Regional. We've got some Longhorn softball to talk about. Unfortunately, Texas softball is just a few hours away from an elimination game in Oklahoma City before we get to some more Longhorns conversation. Having another round of sponsor shout-outs.
Tell our friends over at Hat Creek Burger Company. I went there yesterday, had that double with cheese. Yes, indeed, before I played a round of golf, and it was delicious. No nuggies for me yesterday, no queso fries, but double with cheese, BK, big hat. Had that strawberry shake, large strawberry shake to go along with that. I did have regular fries. Although I said I wouldn't do that, I couldn't help myself. I just couldn't help it. I could smell the fries through the window there. And I said, I asked the young girl, I said, do I have time? Because I know I got somebody right behind me. I said, do I have some time for some fresh fries? She threw me some hot fries from Hat Creek Burger Company, and they were absolutely delicious. That was a great meal. And you can have a great meal there too. Good times, good fun, good folks at Hat Creek Burger Company. 30 locations in the state of Texas. And folks, the playground was packed. Hey, kids must be out of school because that place was packed at noontime. Kids were running all over the joint. You know, dad's bringing them there, bringing the neighborhood kids there. And I didn't see you kids pull out your wallet and pay for anything. I saw dad paying for a whole neighborhood full of kids. But you'll have a great time at Hat Creek Burger Company, folks. Nothing but the best at Hat Creek Burger.
Love Hat Creek Burger. Speaking of good times.
Yeah.
Early bird.
Yes, indeed. You had that too yesterday.
Oh, yeah. You did before your round of golf?
Yeah, man. I got hungry. I got hungry for the Hat Creek Burger. I did the drops with a bunch of water because it was hot and humid yesterday. Did the drops. Went out there. My legs feel good today. My back feels pretty good. Thanks to, of course, early bird and relax the back. There's a combo going on today. But the early bird has worked for me for the last three times that I've used the drops. I didn't know how the drops would work. They work fantastic. I put about three or four drops in there. Not the whole droplet thing, but I put about three or four nice drops in there. Felt great after a round of golf, too.
I love it. Well, you're a perfect case study for the drops because, like, the beauty of these things is you kind of get that two glasses of wine feel without having to spend the money on two glasses of wine. and without having to deal with the hangover that you get the next day after having a couple of glasses of wine. That's what Early Bird CBD is all about. If you're going to go out, look, you can rack up a pretty expensive tab at a bar. If you buy five drinks, well, maybe you just have one drink, and then your next drink, you drop a couple of these in there, and then you're going to be feeling pretty good. You're not going to be needing to spend a bunch of money on additional drinks at the bar. Early Bird, this stuff is fantastic. The drops, it's getting hot out. Just drop it in whatever drink you like. Maybe it is an orange juice. Maybe it is a tonic water. Maybe it is an alcoholic beverage. Whatever, a couple of these drops, you're going to be feeling good. You're going to take the edge off, can help with pain alleviation as well. Total game changer, these drops. Give them a go. Earlybirdcbd.com. That's their website. The promo code is Bucky. You type that in at checkout, you're going to get 20% off your first purchase from our great friends at Early Bird CBD. Of course, a local Austin company as well.
Boy, good. I'm feeling great today. I was expecting, I walked close to 5 miles yesterday too, and I'm thinking, boy, my knees are going to be hurt. It's humid out here. I'm dragging around. You know, I did wear my short shorts yesterday, thank goodness, because I did need a little extra Gold Bond powder in there yesterday. Everything was good. But thank you to Early Bird. That has really saved me over the last, now that I've gotten used to gummies and drops, boy, does that save me the pain the next day. I thought I'd be feeling it. I feel fantastic today.
Who wears short shorts? Buck wears short.
Buck wears short shorts. Absolutely.
Speaking of local companies, McCall Custom Homes, they're local, born and bred here in Austin, Texas, USA, America. Custom home builders and renovators who can help turn your existing home into something truly special, or obviously help you from day one if you want to build your dream house. McCall Custom Homes, it's a father-son team with more than four decades of experience here in Central Texas. They started here. They've stayed here. They didn't come from Florida or California or anything like that. Local guys who are all about making local homes even better. Kitchen remodels, bathroom renovations. They fixed the Bucks fence the other day. I mean, they can handle everything. McCall Custom Homes, ATX.com. That's their website. These guys are A-plus rated by the BBB. Tons of five-star reviews online. Go to their website or give our guy Mike McCall a call or text directly at 512-633-9580. It's McCall Custom Homes. We build value into your home.